glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
This is Max Pratt, minister of the Ninth Street Church of Christ in Ballinger, Texas, welcoming you to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. This presentation is shared with hope and prayer. We hope to glorify Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and edify every listener concerning matters of our salvation. It is our prayer that as we present our songs and teaching, that we can open doors of opportunity where we can share even more about Jesus with all of you.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy, wonderful joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made. At this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him,
to praise him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me,
oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
Our text is found in Matthew chapter 8, beginning with the first verse, and we read, "When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' he said, 'be clean.' Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, 'See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them.'" We know nothing about this man's background. We have no idea how long he had been a leper, nor do we know how far the disease had progressed. Perhaps he had just become a victim of this dreaded thing. Or maybe, for years, he has dealt with all the pain and the isolation that it has brought into his life. The Bible does not give us information about his family or any other circumstances. Basically, all we need to know is that the man was a leper. Knowing this tells us many things. He would become an outcast in society. He was not welcome to mix and mingle in public. He would be separated from his family and friends because of his disease. He could not continue to work and provide for his family or himself in any way. He would become totally dependent upon others. If family and charitable folks were attentive to them, they would minister to his needs with food and other supplies. The reason why Jesus instructed him to show himself to the priest and to offer the gift commanded by Moses was so he could return to his family and to his home and into the streets once again and enter into the synagogues and the temple of God to worship with others. You see, there was no cure for the leprosy. The man was living with a terminal condition. His only hope was for a miraculous gift from God. What we know about this man's faith is that he believed Jesus could cure him. Why and how he came to this conviction is again not shared with us. Perhaps he had heard of the powers Jesus had shown through various healings. Others may have told him of Jesus and encouraged him to go to him for healing. The news about Jesus had been spreading, and he had been healing all kinds of illnesses and casting out demons. On this day, there was a large crowd of people who were following Jesus, and Jesus had traveled from Galilee into Syria, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and regions around the Jordan. But the most important fact shared with us is the man came to Jesus believing that Jesus could heal him. The confidence of the Lord's healing the man was never in doubt. He knew Jesus had the power to cleanse him of his physical disease. The question that remained for this leper was whether Jesus was willing to cleanse him. And so he came, making his striking statement, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." The way in which the scripture records the scene tells me that Jesus did not hesitate for a moment. He let no time elapse. He responded to this man's request by emphatically stating, "I am willing, be clean." What joy must have filled this man's heart. Instantly he was healed. He not only heard the Lord's willingness to heal him, he received the healing power. Oh, what a difference Jesus made in this man's life that day. I've always felt that this account of the Lord's life has been recorded for us to see the compassionate heart of Jesus. We should be impressed with how willing Jesus is to help, to benefit, to give of whatever he has to care for our needs. We should learn from it that Jesus is willing to cleanse us of our sins just as he was willing to cleanse the leper. And from the scene, we should take the assurance that Jesus is able and willing to cleanse us as readily as the man was cured of his disease. Jesus has the power to completely cleanse us and to make us pure and holy in the sight of God. Another reason why I believe this account is written for us to read is that of faith. This man called Jesus Lord. He recognized his authority. He accepted the submissive place he had in coming and bowing down to Jesus. This man accepted the authority of Jesus not only over his disease, but over his own life as well. For us to receive the full blessing of Christ's power to save us from our sins, we must have this same recognition of his lordship over our lives. With such submission, we become dependent upon his love and grace to save us from our sins, and we, like this man, come to Jesus for the cleansing that is needed, knowing there's nowhere else to go. I know that all our listeners know how willing Jesus is to save you from your sins and all of the many struggles and consequences of sin. I hope you do. Jesus is willing to cleanse us if we are willing to come and submit ourselves to him as Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say?" What Jesus was saying is that if you call me Lord, then recognize that place of authority given to me. We do so by coming, just as we are, to Jesus to be cleansed of all that needs cleansing. We come in faith, believing in Him, and we know from our text today that Jesus is willing. Have you come to Jesus? Have you bowed down to Him? Have you acknowledged your faith in Him as your Lord? Have you come ready? Ready to receive the cleansing that Jesus can provide.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King. He's our King. He is reigning over us and He's our King. We adore and praise and lift up our voice to Jesus Christ our Lord, you have risen from the dead and you are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.